Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm not gonna sit here and take it anymore.
The self-difference which we see in the fourth industrial revolution is a fact that the winners take it all. Contrary to the previous industrial revolutions, it's very difficult to copy. So if you are first mover, you are the winners. And this will determine global competition on a national, but also on a business level to a large extent, and I hope in a not too hostile way, in the coming years.
It really is true in a social Darwinistic fashion that is, we present all this that's very accurate and documented, and the general public does not rally and awaken and say no and bring the perpetrators to justice, that really they've all been given ample warning and deserve what they get. And that's why the globalists target adults with deadly shots and assisted suicide and all the rest of it, because metaphysically in the natural law of the universe, if you can get somebody to hurt themselves out of their free will, even if you pretty much trick them, you still got to give them a hint, then it doesn't come back on you metaphysically as bad.
And what will happen to politics in your country in 20 years when somebody in San Francisco or in Beijing knows the entire medical and personal history of every politician, every judge, and every journalist in your country, including all their sexual escapades, all their mental weaknesses, and all their corrupt dealings? Will it still be an independent country? Or will it become a data colony? When you have enough data, you don't need to send soldiers in order to control a country.
So they're definitely involved in a spiritual alchemy, and they understand the laws of the universe. But when they cross the Rubicon of trying to euthanize children, trying to sterilize children, trying to wreck the brains of children, it commits an interdimensional crime that God will not put up with and will destroy us.
Originally, it was pericarditis, and I was then told just before Christmas, actually, it's perimyocarditis. So it's actually worse because I've got, you know, pericarditis and the myocarditis damage. So I have scarring on three parts of my heart, and still the lining and muscle of my heart has got the inflammation, which constricts it. So that's when my heart rate goes up. That's what's constricting my heart and stopping me from breathing.
And the other team we're fighting knows that, and that's why they try to get us to go along and sanction the killing of children, whether it be abortion or assisted suicide or transgenderism as a form of genetic suicide for the people that actually get sterilized. And so they're trying to get us to lower our shields ourselves.
The depopulationists' dream, a 3D printed suicide machine, or in other words, a modern day gas chamber. The Sarco capsule, a high-tech death machine explicitly built for killing yourself, was just 3D printed. The Sarco capsule is being touted by depopulationists as a way to efficiently and effortlessly kill oneself.
Amir Farsoud has applied for medically assisted dying, known as MAID. He lives in constant agony due to a back injury, but has started the process for end of life because his rooming house is up for sale and he can't find anywhere else to live that he can afford.
Once inside the pod, the user will have to start the fatal process themselves. They will have to press a button which will reduce internal oxygen levels. The pod, which is biodegradable, can then be detached to be used as a coffin.
When a Canadian veteran picked up the phone and called Veterans Affairs Canada to get treatment for his combat-related PTSD and a traumatic brain injury, he expected help getting better and getting his life back. Instead, he got an unexpected and unwanted offer to help him end it through medically assisted death.
This is all being done by design. Well, the globalists say they're destroying the country by design. This is a pro-death, pro-tyranny cult. We always have our biggest sales of the year in November and December. And 2022 is no different. But now as we reach the midway point, month of November, it's very important to understand that we have almost all of our great InfoWars Live products in stock. But most of them are very close to selling out. We won't get more for several months, give longer. Some will take 3-4 months to get back in. We're talking about DNA Force Plus. We're talking about X3 from a Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Mel Vitality. The list goes on and on. But despite the fact that they're all selling out, I want to pass these savings on to you, and we need funds in to continue operating. So this is a year-end blowout sale. 2023 will be here before we know it. So do your Christmas shopping early, support the InfoWar, boost your immune system and your overall well-being at InfoWarStore.com with the up to 60% off sale with promo code 1776 at checkout. Get these great products while you still can and support the InfoWar. Thank you.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, the Russian scum. Listen. Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, you fail to understand, and the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike at you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh my God. The door.
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me! Listen! Help me! Euronext, they're in danger. Please, listen to me. Something terrible. Please, Euronext, here they are. They're already here. Help, Euronext. They're coming.
Sleep. The seed is planted. Sleep. Sleep. Terror grows.
Sleep. I want you to wake up. That's you when you sleep. Sit up.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious? It looked right at me.
You need to get out.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
You are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, the planets have aligned. Sean Stone was just happened to be visiting a town. We talked and said, why don't you come on the show? And Vivian Kubrick is here making a documentary film. Both you guys are filmmakers in your own right. And, of course, you're an author, Sean Stone, as well, and a TV producer. And both your fathers are some of the most famous directors in history, Stanley Kubrick. And, of course, your dad needs no introduction. Oliver Stone, and your dad's an expert on, and so are you, on what's happening over in Ukraine that's leading us towards World War III, the whole false flag missile attack, the world government, cashless society being announced, stolen elections, just mass psychosis. They're planning for new lockdowns. I mean, we really are stepping into the dystopia. I hate being vindicated, being on air 28 years, reading their own documents. I wasn't predicting. I knew they had power. They were planning this. I tried to stop it. Now we're in it, but people are halfway awake. This is, how would you describe, first, Sean Stone and Vivian Kubrick, the moment in history we're in right now?
It's like being in a dream. It's like being in a dream where everyone is, in a sense, experiencing their own realities. And it's almost difficult to get us on the same wavelength, the same page here, because as you said, like, there are these forces that we can identify and we can point to, and obviously it's manipulating the media, the news cycle that's put out there. We can really tell the agenda very clearly based on the news cycle. But as far as our experience of it, it is so different, right? I mean, life is broken down into that place where maybe that's the point. The beauty of it is if we can reclaim like some sense of how reality in Los Angeles is 180 degrees different from what it is right now here in Austin, from what I experience and live in Florida, right? And maybe that's the beauty of it, is getting back to the States. And I think that, if anything else, like my only hope right now is looking at the elections going, okay, great. They did their rigging. They prolonged, you know, they've drawn out these ballots for days and weeks. And it's disgusting, obviously, what can be done now with the rigging. But look at least at Florida as totally red. And Texas obviously didn't, you know, they didn't get Beto in here. It wasn't like there was some major tectonic shifts that took place. So if you go to the state levels, there is still a fight going on, and there is still resistance going on at the state levels, and there is still opportunity, I think, for people to say, well, I can't deal with California politics anymore, I'm leaving. I'm, you know, we've seen that, obviously. And I think it'll just continue, and it'll continue in the coming years, because the more that they force down our throats these policies, the more the human spirit just rejects it and says, no, that's not my reality anymore, I'm leaving.
I totally agree with you. I told my wife 2 days ago, I said, I even cut a little promo that's going to air next week where I give Thanksgiving. I'm more thankful now than ever, because good versus evil is so clear. Before it was under the surface. Now it's been forced out in the open, and the forces of enslavement who are anti-free will are more desperate than ever. So this looks really bad, but it's forcing the infection to the surface. And as you said, the paradox of being in one state like it's another country versus one that's still under the mind control is night and day. And it shows there's a way out. And as people in those more enslaved areas see those of us in less enslaved areas, we become an example to them. Vivian Kubrick, how would you describe the place we're at right now worldwide and also here in America?
Well, I feel like people are being challenged, unlike any other period of history, to actually interface with their true selves, to not operate from being, you know, inculcated with, you know, lies and the psyops. In fact, Sean and I were just talking about this before we went live on air, that people need to understand how the psyops work. That's going to really help them emerge as their true selves, because psyops are weird. They, you know, they really do affect you. They affect me. And it's so, God, what's the right word? I can't think of it. It begins with I. That's the only thing I can remember about it. Anyway.
It's very surreal.
It's very surreal when you actually start to see, like I was saying the other night, the mainstream media cut together, all the talking heads, and then this super sinister alignment of everything they're saying is the same sentence. That is so terrifying to me. And if only people could just see 30 seconds of those kinds of videos, they're going to go, wait a minute, nobody's actually independently reporting the news.
That's right. When you've got ABC, CBS, NBC, all of them in the exact same script, that's when you're in a tyranny. I mean, you're in a tyranny trying to take over.
Well, so I had this conversation recently about you, Alex. It was funny. I was in L.A., and I was talking to a filmmaker there, and he was basically giving me the talking points as to why you were being sued, because you had incited people to digging up graves and terrorizing these Sandy Hook parents. And I said, well, I'm not sure if that's true, but if that is true, if he's guilty of incitement, think about the consequence of that. And it's like only then did I actually catch him. He was like thinking about it and go, yeah, think about that. So you say something that incites me, and I go over there and I rob someone or I kill someone, and now you're responsible?
Actually, you know, I just want to say something.
Isn't that takes scary? Everybody else's freedom.
But that's the whole point. We've lost responsibility if we're guilty of incitement. My father got sued for this in the 90s.
I just want to say, with Clockwork Orange, people at the time, people were raping and killing and robbing, and then they were saying, oh, I did it because I saw Clockwork Orange, which I doubt was ever true. But anyway, Margaret Whitehouse, right? I think that's her name. I can't remember now. Anyway, she was a big kind of, like, you know, moral compass for the conservative world, you know, said that my father was responsible for these things. And it became so bad that my father actually said, right, that's it. I don't want Clockwork Orange to be shown in England again as long as I live. Because he was being, I mean, it literally, I couldn't.
And of course, the film makes you not want to be violent, and it's anti-violence.
You know what? This is what we were talking about last week, about the audience contributes to the film. So if the audience is at a very low level consciousness, what they're going to contribute and understand about the film is going to be very different than how you and I did experience it. I just must tell you a hilarious thing. A guy, big tech guy in California, in Los Angeles, Hollywood, He said to me that he loved Clockwork Orange because he thought Alex was living such a great life. And I sort of went, what? I said, that's a very interesting interpretation of Clockwork Orange.
When really the novel and your dad's film, it's obvious the state's corrupt and evil and it's reflecting down to the grassroots. And that's what it's saying.
Well, that was exactly the point of Clockwork Orange, which inspired Natural Born Killers in some way.
Did
that's
it?
Why, well, it was involved. I mean, I know that my father, when I was in the film Natural Born Killers as the little brother of Mallory Knox, right, the Julia Lewis character, he had me wear the Clockwork Orange makeup in homage to that film.
Oh.
And, of course, it was about the violence of society, right? That's what Natural Born Killers was trying to reflect, was how violent my father conceived of the media portrayal of violence. It's fascination with violence.
Just like they promote mass shootings, they know it causes more.
Well, it's like they promote the mass shootings. Look at Netflix right now. I mean, most of Netflix's shows are about crime, serial killers, Dahmer, it's, you know, cannibalism. It's like it's a very brutal, dark perspective of reality, right? That's that's what we're basically being fed. And
this is powerful. Sean Stone, Vivian Kubrick, stay with us. Let's come right back to this topic. When we come back, stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Sean Stone, Vivian Kubrick in studio here on the Alex Jones Show. So you got caught off by the break, Sean and Vivian. You're talking about your dad makes a film against violence. Your dad makes a film against violence. It's obviously somebody that is empathetic and smart. It's obviously horrible. Makes you hate violence. And it's obviously the state has created a process that creates these creatures and then hires them as their police later. You know, the novel is powerful as well, Clockwork Orange. And then they turn around and say, you're promoting violence when it was both your fathers in those films exposing that the system in studies is actually creating the violence loop.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. I mean, that's, well, at least that was the intention of Natural Born Killers as well as Clockwork Orange. But with Natural Born Killers, you recall there was a lawsuit that was brought in the 90s against my father by Grisham and company because of a person that was seriously crippled. She was crippled by a shooter who basically said that this guy went out there and he said, I saw Natural Born Killers 100 times on mushrooms or whatever. And he wanted to role play, basically, and play Mickey, you know, Mickey and Mallory. And they shot people up. And so the idea was that the lawsuit was against Oliver Stone and Warner Brothers as making a faulty product, right? Like they inspired these shootings. And it's like, but that's the problem. It's you can't go down this path of saying,
well, that's what they did with me. They misrepresented what I said, took it out of context, made it a huge issue, claimed I made it a big issue. Judge found me guilty. And then now they call it the Alex Jones precedent where they can claim if anybody does anything, we claim encourages somebody else to do something, then I'm at fault for someone digging up someone's grave that it turns out never even happened.
Right.
But you know, you're both talking about a key issue about us as humanity, is that are we going to be responsible for ourselves, or are we always going to have Big Nanny and Big Nanny in our head going, wow, I must take care of humanity and make sure that I never put anything out which might cause them to go and strangle somebody. Why wouldn't we expect for humanity to go, well, strangling people is bad, even though it's in this film, I'm not going to do it because it's terrible.
And it's just like you were saying, you know, earlier, though, the system knows full well that that's not the case. They never criticize their product that's actually designed to do it. They criticize those that are trying to stop it.
You know, again, it's gotten to a very dangerous place when you say, as you say, Vivian, when you let go of individual responsibility, because that's what we've seen the last 2 years, right? Mm. I mean, the whole thing with the pandemic was like, no one, I've never seen this quote recently. It's like, no one is safe until everyone is safe.
Oh, God.
And it's like, what does that even mean? You're never going to be safe. I'm sorry.
And now we know it doesn't protect you and is a fraud. So what did that director say when you pointed out you're next?
Who's that?
You said you were talking to a filmmaker and you said, once they get Alex Jones, now you can be blamed as well.
Right. Well, that was actually an interesting moment. I think that we did then get to a more common ground because he was so agitated against you personally, and that's the point. Like we
sorry,
get
which director?
Place. I'm not going to say who it was. But the point is that you know when people are so personally, they you know it's, we've gotten to this place right where it's about you know if Trump says it, it doesn't matter what it is. The sky's blue. He's wrong. You know we don't like him. And we've turned this into an inability to hear what's being said because we so are ready to attack whoever says it, right? So if Alex says it, then it must be bad. But if, you know, if I say it and all of a sudden it's like, maybe that actually makes sense, you know, because maybe I'm not.
Or Democrat Congress members incite violence against Republicans and say it's good that Scalise got shot or good that Rand Paul got his ribs broken and lung pierced. That's good. But then they lie and say, I invoked violence when I didn't.
But that's, again, I mean, Even if they did say that was good, you know what? They have the right to say that.
I agree, they do.
And we acknowledge that. We acknowledge that freedom of speech. And that's what's just, it's so difficult for us to fathom. You know, Vivian, you've been you know alive a little longer than I have, but like just going through these decades of watching how society has tried to normalize the idea that free speech is not inherently free, that we should be, you know, censored.
So Vivian and Sean, what is the process the social engineers are in trying to restrict the general public speech? I see it as a sign of weakness.
Oh, it's without question of weakness because they don't want to be challenged in any way. But I think that that's the nature of bullies and criminals is that they only know how to crush in order to achieve their ends. And I think what we have to understand is there's nothing more important than having dialogue, exchanging ideas, defending our position, but also being willing to listen. But that would be the mark of maturity. And right now they've tried to, you know, create infantile populations who, you know, look to the government to, you know, be saved or look to the government for the truth and won't do anything unless they're given the go-ahead. It's terrifying.
Absolutely agree.
Can the general population be saved? Because if they do get brainwashed into an animal form, now they're a howling mob that can be used against us. I don't want to kill them. I don't want to put everybody in prison. But it's really an alchemy that's happening where I've had globalists tell me, they say, look, the public's a bunch of animals. They're going to get everybody. You'll be on our side soon enough. That they say they're hastening the process of societal collapse because they believe it's going to collapse anyway, so why not just get it over with?
Mm. You know, I saw today's study validating what a lot of the stuff you were talking about with the drop in male fertility and sperm, right? And it's like I saw it was up, down, a drop in 60% in the last 50 years. So we've gone past the 50% mark into the 60-plus percent mark. And obviously we know that the shots, the COVID shots, are designed to affect the ovaries, and they're affecting, obviously, female periods. I think that 2021 was the first year I saw, no one really caught that. They said in America there was really no increase in population for the first time. It was really interesting. I mean, I don't know about the immigrant or the migrant issue.
Well, precipitous drop directly connected to the German study to the shot.
Mm-hmm. But that's for sure. The point being that we are now going to go into this collapse, at least in the West. Now, a lot of the Eastern world, I mean, didn't get the shots, right? A lot of Africa, a lot of Asian countries, a lot of poor countries didn't necessarily do this. So,
well, the globalists say it's the first world using the most, so they hit us first.
Right. And this is going to be really what's so interesting to see how this plays out in this coming time period, right? The overall, you know, fourth industrial revolution, right? They want a centralized, controlled population in cities that are sort of sterilized, that basically go like Brave New World. You want to, you know, have a child, you go into the doctor and you basically go choose your, you know, your ovary. I guess you choose the ovary, you choose the, you know, the sperm.
And they're admitting that's their plan, and we're just trying to have a debate about the world they're building.
Right, and then,
Just say something. Let's just acknowledge the fact that these people are insane, they're psychopathic, they have no empathy, and what they're trying to create is so diabolical that to describe it as anything like they're planning this, no, this is the act of kind of computing psychotics. They've got the ability to be brilliant, but they have no ability to be human. And
they're in love with this. I call it the science of tyranny.
Well, actually, yeah. I think I mentioned this the last time, but anybody who wants to look at the most absolutely gobsmacking, incredible fact. Aristotle, 2,400 years ago, in his book on ethics, wrote about, if you want to create a tyranny, this is what you do. It's about two or three pages long. I invite everyone to go and look at it, because you will realize how ancient this playbook is.
Oh, Plato is their model. So,
Aristotle. I suppose he was his student.
Well, yeah. Tell me the particular Aristotle derivative so we can look that up. I remember. We'll try to find it during the break, but yes.
Just look up Syracuse and Persia. If you do a word search, I think it'll get you straight to it, because he talks about the these women who are spies, and I think they're called the whores of Syracuse or something. But the thing is,
guys, look up Aristotle, the whores of Syracuse. Yes.
Or Syracuse, just as a word search. Anyway, it's probably, it would take about, you know, 5 minutes to read it. You will be absolutely shocked to see that if you want to run a tyranny, it's always been run the same way. 2,400 years ago, they're doing exactly what they're doing now.
You cut right to the root. It was Plato that wrote up these plans.
Well, I mean, the Republic, and how he imagined society being run and fashioned, but...
Actually, can I just say something?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I got a break. The trees were still on air as radio stations. I know they're annoying. We'll be right back.
At the time of cutting this announcement, we are halfway into the month of November 2022. We're running the biggest sale of the year right through December, but many of our best-selling products will sell out in the next week to 2 weeks and will not be back in stock for at least 2 to 3 months. So now is the time to get up to 60% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on amazing products like X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, DNA Force Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. There are so many other incredible products. products available at InfoWarsStore.com. It would take an hour to list them all. My book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, unsigned copies and signed copies, again available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping early and support the InfoWar at this critical juncture for America and the future of the world. Again, the biggest sales of the year running now. Most of the products are still in stock, but not for long at InfoWarsStore.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
People have asked me what I think of Elon Musk, and I've kind of told you, but it would take an hour to really break it down. It's important. He's the next level of the New World Order. He plays both sides. He says he's pro-humanity, but he also goes along with their whole agenda. I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. I judge a tree by its fruits. But I told everybody this. I'm not worried about getting back on Twitter. He's under such attack, even trying to make it quasi-free. They're destroying it right now. But he did respond to folks asking him today, what should Twitter do next? And a lot of folks said, bring back Alex Jones. His response was, no. So that is kind of a litmus test because that's a bridge too far. But that's part of that process. Now, Vivian Kubrick's here. So is Sean Stone. We got a lot to talk about, a lot of big issues. But you were getting into philosophy and going back to the Greek philosopher Aristotle and his mentor. And you know, of course, Plato put out two, three sides to everything. But he was the first to say, the plebes are crushing the breast of Mother Earth. We need to ban poor people breeding. We need to have breeding programs to make better people. What he talked about later got picked up by the Romans. Then it got picked up by Malthus. Then it got picked up by Francis Galton. Then it got picked up by the eugenicist in England and then Adolf Hitler. So when we see the transhumanists, they all hail from that same school, the discoverer of DNA, you know, saying blacks are subhuman and all that. It's really the same group. But now, as you talked about Bertrand Russell, it's all wrapped in a liberal, neoliberal packaging. Vivian, please continue.
Well, I was just saying to Sean, actually, in the break, you know, you can't reinvent the wheel, really, and to have a tyranny, you basically have to do the same thing. So I just want to say, if you want to read about Plato, really ironically written by a eugenicist and whatever, Bertrand Russell, if you go to the History of Western Philosophy, chapter 14, I think it is, you'll see described there basically the blueprint for the globalists. And I would say that, to put it in a nutshell, whatever it is that determines somebody's state of consciousness, what's consistent here is that they have contempt for others. And it seems like what's really astonishing is they always have the same old playbook. And they
total conceit. You got a quote. Tell us where it's from.
Contempt. Right. So this is from Aristotle's Ethics. And this is how to have a tyranny, a successful one. As to tyrannies, they are preserved in two most opposite ways. One of them is the old traditional method in which most tyrants administer their government. Of such arts, Peridot, I can't read that, of Corinth is said to have been the great master. And many similar devices may be gathered from the Persians in the administration of their government. They are, firstly, the prescriptions mentioned some distance back. Sorry, this is all lead up. Some distance back, for the preservation of a tyranny, insofar as this is possible, that the tyrant should lop off those who are too high. He must put to death men of spirit. He must not allow common meals, clubs, education, and the like. He must be upon his guard against anything which is likely to inspire either courage or confidence amongst his subjects. He must prohibit literary assemblies or other meetings for discussion, and he must take every means to prevent people from knowing one another, for acquaintance begets mutual confidence. Further, he must compel all persons staying in the city to appear in public and live at his gates. Then he will know what they are doing. If they are always kept under, they will learn to be humble. In short, he should practice these and the like Persian and barbaric arts, which all have the same object. A tyrant should also endeavor to know what each of his subjects says or does, and should employ spies, like the female detectives, female detectives of Syracuse, and the eavesdroppers who Hero was in the habit of sending to any place of resort or meeting. For the fear of informers prevents people from speaking their minds, and if they do, they are more easily found out. Another art of the tyrant is to sow quarrels amongst the citizens. Friends should be embroiled with friends, the people with the notables, and the rich with one another. Also, he should impoverish his subjects. He thus provides against the maintenance of a guard by the citizen, and the people, having to keep hard at work, are prevented from conspiring. I mean, it goes on. But, you know, that's 2,400 years ago.
It's interesting, the concept of the cancel culture, I see it, is very much like the spy network in the old days, you know, and the idea of being found out for what you said, and being found out for thinking in a way that could be construed as dangerous or different, right? Mm-hmm. And so how it's now self-imposed cancellation that occurs, right? You don't allow yourself to say what you think. Yourself to be heard saying something that can be attacked and targeted. And
you self-censor.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you look at that model, all of it has now been compounded, and we see it being done today.
It's all before our eyes now, right? And that's what's the crazy part, right? Things that are in front of our faces, we can't talk about, right? I mean, even to the place now, finally the Congress is hopefully going to do something with this Hunter Biden story, right? And the corruption of old Joe, but the point being that even to this day, that people are being accused of conspiracy theory for talking about it.
Yeah, what's with this? It's a conspiracy theory. Can we just finally say out loud that the CIA came up with this terminology in order to...
They didn't come up with it. They weaponized it. They said you have to use, you have to slander the conspiracy theorists. But
well, your dad made JFK, which is an excellent film, what really happened, but it came out the few years after that the CIA said, people question, we just call it conspiracy theory so that we can ridicule those without looking at the actual evidence.
Yeah, it was very clear how they targeted anyone that questioned the Warren Commission. But the point is that the government uses conspiracy all the time. So I try to say to people, look at RICO Acts. The government uses conspiracy when it goes after drug dealers, when it goes after, you know, even, you name it, Trump. You know, they go after these things on conspiracy, right? Mm-hmm. The January 6th stuff. I mean, it's like it's all government usage of conspiracy that no one questions. Why is it that if I say conspiracy, you know, everyone's the big tobacco. That was a conspiracy. The government went after them on conspiracy.
And here's the control, though, when you pull back. I have articles right here where Biden got questioned about the new congressional investigation to his son. He said, that's a conspiracy theory. That's been debunked. And they censored everybody 2+ years ago during the campaign that tried to raise it, even though they now admit it's real. But in the audio and in the video, they're taking orders from the head of Chinese intelligence. So they make it about Burisma and gas companies and 10% for the big guy. That's a diversion from him saying, me and my dad take orders from Xi Jinping, which is true. Mm. That's really the big enchilada.
Yeah, that's a big quote.
Well, I'll tell you, my honest opinion is that there isn't a political system. There is just gangsterism. That's how this planet
works. No, I agree. It's a group of gangsters.
Yeah. So, I mean, anything that you've learned about the mafia, just apply it to government and all of this so-called diplomatic.
Well, that's another big psyop, that Italians invented organized crime. They're the only ones that do this. The globalist mafia, it's the real mafia.
Thousands of years of mafia rulership, of empires, and then all of a sudden it becomes, you know, democracy, so-called.
You could write a book on the secret mafia, the real mafia.
Well, I don't know enough of those old families. I think, Vivian, you know any of those old families?
This is what I know, is that it takes a certain kind of human being, and they exist all over the planet.
I was about to say, they'll use any group or any organization. It's a cult of philosophy.
It's a cult of criminal beings.
It's like Soros working with the Nazis. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's what they do.
By the way, if anybody hasn't seen this, you need to find this. George Soros gave this interview probably about, I don't know, 25 years or 30 years ago, where he just matter-of-factly, which is so classic of psychopaths, admits that he helped the Nazis. And he said, yes, I would do it again.
If I didn't do it, who else? Someone else would.
Yeah, and it was the happiest time of my life.
It shaped his psychology, which is what's so important to understand about Soros. But now you can't, you know, Wikipedia, you know, is all Soros agents, so that's why so much is scrubbed on Wikipedia.
Well, Soros is good, a good person.
Right?
Yeah, what?
Exactly.
Joking.
Oh. Well, this is the ridiculous of the time, though. You say something against Soros, you're anti-Semitic. I mean, it's like, that has nothing to do with the two. It's like, it's like saying somebody, you're attacking someone who's being a gangster, and you're saying, well, you're anti-Italian. It's like, just because that person's a gangster doesn't have anything to do with their race.
It's a great trick that they're playing on people, and you've got to, like, stop getting into this, people. You need to recognize that there are Jews, Muslims, Christians, atheists, Buddhists, who are evil people.
This is a big set.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
The
tax drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Clockwork Orange music bringing us in here. Vivi Kubrick, you got cut off on that break. I'm sorry. We'll try to take it out of context. Go back to what you were saying and complete the statement.
All right. So I'm sick of Jewish criminals, Christian criminals, Buddhist criminals, atheist criminals, whatever you are, you're a criminal. But in this whole thing, the Jewish issue of, you know, claiming people are anti-Semitic if they attack a Jewish criminal. There are plenty of Jews. There are like 15.2 million Jews on this planet. I don't think they want to be associated with George Soros. George Soros is a criminal and a psychopath. You only have to listen to his interview where he claims that it was the happiest time of his life when he was handing Jews over to the Nazis. So he is a nut job. I have no hesitation in describing him as a criminal, a arch criminal, and he cannot hide behind anti-Semitism when he claims that it's, or people claim that it's anti-Semitic to say that he's a horrific criminal. And just as you know, there are Christian criminals, if you say that...
Yeah, none of them should be able to hide behind a religion or an ethnicity.
No, you, and...
But these people are good at making it about that as a diversion, mm-hmm. And there are plenty of groups that are out of control that hate people because of what group they've been part of, and that's terrible, too.
Well, the only group that I think the left won't criticize now is Satanists. I think that's the that's most protected
that?
Class, I think. The most protected group, I think.
That's a good point.
I really think
that
so.
That is a terrifyingly good point.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
And why do you think that is?
Well, because... why do you think it is? I mean, my docuseries, Best Kept Secret, got into all this, right? The whole dark cabal and how, you know, how this is an inversion agenda. I mean, if you really think about what's happened in our reality and, you know, left is right and up is down and black is white. I mean, that's all... Anton LaVey was talking about that back in the 70s. That was his quote, you know, freedom is slavery. I mean, there was a complete inversion of reality. And to get to this place now where we are in a place where kids can't... drink, but they can have a sex change.
Oh.
I mean, and for the, you know, permanently, castrating themselves, that's normalized. I mean, you can have abortion up until birth, if not after birth, in California.
Which is horrendous.
I mean, things like this, that just was like, it was so far, like, so far from
this really is a satanic revolution.
Right? It's a really fascinating thing to
watch. That'd be a great book or film, The Satanic Revolution.
Oh, don't. You'll encourage them.
We'd expose it. It'd be our fault.
Well, I do think that this is...
Sean Stone, Vivian Cooper, and Alex Jones in the new top film, The Satanic Revolution.
Oh, they'll probably go, oh, this will be worth watching. They'll think it's about them in a really nice way.
But explain how they're being set up to be alone and cut off being selfish, and how you think the devil's hot cheerleaders or whatever. But it's not. It's impoverishment. It's betrayal. It's death.
But, Alex, this is the most key thing about understanding, let's say, the devil or Satan. Let's say it's not even a question of this actually being a real being that lives. Let's just say...
The archetype.
Right. That what you're dealing with is half-truths. The only way you can persuade people is if you actually have half of the truth, and in that way you can enslave them, because that's how you... I mean, con artists, the government, the CIA, they always try and hang on...
When you're catching a bass, there's a real live worm on the hook.
There has to be something there that's real. Otherwise, you're not going to capture people. And then what you do is you just keep putting them off. You just keep navigating them away from the truth. And then it's only when it's too late and they're caught in a trap, or they're so deluded that they don't...
I agree. What I've noticed is the people that buy lottery tickets or degenerate gamblers, they're being abused by it, but they keep doubling down because they've invested so much.
Right. That's right.
Well, that's a real crazy part of humanity. I mean, the human condition is that the attempt to be right is so powerful that the defensiveness that comes over people when you even remotely go at the things that they're hanging on to as the truth. Sorry, banging my mic here.
Good.
Yeah, is that they get very defensive. That's why it's a real art to enter into a conversation with, for instance, people who have been fully psyoped and gently, you know, get them back into a place where they can differentiate. And the thing is, I've had this conversation with someone who was very progressive and said, oh, it's not true what you're saying, that they were going to kill babies at birth. And I said, look, here is this woman. I forget her name.
Here's the legislation.
Well, here's the legislation. I sent him that. I said, here's the woman speaking to the court, and the judge says to her, so you're saying that you would actually end the life of a baby after it's born? And she kept iffing and uffing. And then he said, well, yeah, that would be what it is. And the guy said to me, oh, she's just not good at expressing herself. And I went, what? She absolutely clearly said, yes, we would consider...
Well, that's right. They have like a form of Stockholm syndrome. Is it even worth it to try to save those people? Instead, get the people that are awake just to stop complying?
We have to do something here. that's clear, right? And again, I don't know that you can do it with this system the way that it's rigged currently, right? I mean, that was the most disheartening thing of the last few weeks, was just watching 2020 happen all over again with these drawn out mail-in ballot schemes, right? That's taking days, and then obviously, you know, just seeing it, it's inevitable, right?
But as you said, you're optimistic because there's a lot of awakening worldwide.
Yeah.
But it's paradoxical, as it's also getting worse. So
it's extreme.
For every action, there's an opposite equal reaction. Newtonian physics. Sean Stone, how do you see this playing out? Just gut level, gestalt of the future.
Yeah. No, I mean, there has to be a bifurcation coming here, right? I mean, the splitting off of those that want to be in the cities. I mean, I'm very concerned about things like the graphene oxide in the food also, not just in shots.
Yeah, they're bombing everything with nanoparticles.
Right. I mean, it's in the foods. It's in the food supply, the processed foods. I mean, it's just a question of, look, we've watched them for decades putting this toxicities in, spraying it into the air. People can't even see anymore what chemtrails are. They just look at the air and just go, oh, yeah, it's just clouds. I'm like... No one remembers what the heck what clouds are supposed to look like. They assume that chemtrails are normal.
It's a dwindling spiral. The more they get poisoned, the more they get separated.
So they're normalizing it.
They're normalizing the poisoning that's taken place of decades. You know, to the place of obviously the opioid epidemic. I mean, it's just depressing. It's depressing.
And why do they want to kill us? I guess it goes back to 2001, Arthur C. Clarke in your dad's great film. They just feel like they have to act as God and they have to call us off. But they're the worst of us. It's like...
Yeah, but that's what I was saying before. These people are insane. They're psychopathic. I think spiritually they are bankrupt and...
And they're projecting their will to kill themselves onto us. How do we get them to look in the mirror and just kill themselves? But I don't want Klaus Schwab to kill himself. I wish he'd wake up, but it's obviously he's too far gone. How do we get Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab to say, it's projection, you need to kill yourself?
Well, actually, I'd be quite satisfied if they just became ineffectual because everybody knew how evil they are. My terror is that I still see people going, Bill Gates is so wonderful. He cares about us. Look at the effect, you know, ignoring the fact that 500,000 children in India were maimed and paralyzed by his polio vaccine.
On record.
Yeah, and those gruesome photos of him squeezing God knows what into a little black baby's mouth made me want
to. So do you think with their whole rollout, their lockdowns, their poison shot, they got what they want? Because I see it being rejected way worse than they thought it would. I think it's been a defeat for them. It's terrible for all the sick and dead people, but I don't see it going well for them, Sean.
It's not going well for them. At the same time, it's like they what they do is they make their big push, and then they roll it back, you know, to about 30% of what it was. And then it's just like it's a gradualism, right? That's the whole point of progressivism. It's progressive takeover of humanity. And so this has been a 100-year plan, as we know, now that the place of digital currency, the digitization of everything. So the transhuman thing is inevitable. That's why even you mentioned about Elon Musk. It's like, well, he gets it. He's obviously doing the Neuralink. Do I think that he's evil? Is he trying to put it in everyone? No, but I think he also – he's playing, in a sense, he's playing with it because he knows.
Well, plus, the technology's not bad. If I'm in a car wreck and paralyzed, I hope he invents something to give me my legs back.
Right.
We just don't want the software that controls us in it.
That's the point exactly. Is that you know if it's like if you lost your legs, of course you want to be able to replace it. But do we want to then ultimately be the robots that they are envisioning of, as far as the transhuman thing, where oh, I'm going to genetically splice my child and alter my child, and because that's going to make a perfect human. No, this doesn't work.
Which takes us back to childhood end and Arthur C. Clarke, a top illuminist, where yeah, you're going to live forever, but you're going to give your body up, and we're going to be controlled by us.
Well, it's I don't even think that they'll achieve it. I think that the technology will never be perfected because it's you're playing with nature, which is much more perfect, right? Nature is nature understands things that this human alteration can't. So the more that we play God, as we know, it creates monstrosities, right? It's inevitable.
And then you can't say a man can't be a woman in the future when they claim, oh, he's uploaded his consciousness, Bob's still alive. If you say that's not really Bob in the computer, you're hurting his identity, you get arrested. But really, Bob didn't live eternally. The corporation sold him that, but it's a fraud.
I think it'll be a fraud. I don't think that you can take the human spirit and transmit and put it into a robot. I don't believe that.
Well, I've met with top globalists, and they admit that's their end game, is that we're going to live in computers and that we're going to accept that.
Yeah, to me, it won't work because the spirit is connected to the body.
Absolutely.
Natural physical experience.
It's an electrochemical machine that it's in.
Right, exactly.
And all we are is really an antenna to the dimensions. Mm. This is an antenna.
Right.
So they can't make the antenna. The antenna is just dialing in.
Yeah. No, even with the silicon machine or graphene oxide or whatnot, it's not going to be connected to spirit using exactly this biochemical.
Or all the ancient DNA that goes back as a continued electrical pulse, which is I call it a time machine. If we think of ourselves just being alive now, but all our ancestors go back, that's a genetic code time machining through space.
Yes.
And it's an instant. It's one communication.
Right.
We'll be back with hour number four straight ahead. Two more segments and Jay Dyer takes over. Stay with us.
No, I've got.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.